Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Charmed Spirit Guides with Sean and Lori. Thank you for joining us. Both Lori and I are psychic mediums who are here to spread the light and help others. In each episode, we'll take calls and attempt to help each person by answering questions and channeling information from the other side. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, everyone. This is Sean. Sadly, Lori just contacted me and she's not feeling well. So she's not going to be here today, but she will be back next week. I apologize for the late start. Blog Talk Radio is having a big issue where they're having a problem actually starting shows. So I started to take down everyone's phone number to call personally, but I'm glad we're back on right now. So I am going to start with the first caller.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Rose. I'm calling from New York.
How can we help you today?
I was going to ask a question or how does it work?
If you'd like a message from the other side, if you want to ask a question, it's whatever you like for it's your 10 minutes.
Well, I want to know about career, but maybe a message from the other side is fine, too. Let's do that first.
Okay, fine. Absolutely. All right. Right when I started, there's an older gentleman here. I would say like a father, grandfather. He's skinny, kind of lanky. Okay.
Not sure who that is.
Oh, that's okay. A lot of times if you do this and the person remembers it later. I've had random people. Yeah. Okay. What? Are you putting out resumes? Like, think you have your feet wet in different places?
No. I have a job, but they do have a new positioning opening, and I'm not sure if they're going to give it to me or if I'm going to get more hours here and more pay.
I gotcha.
That's what I was wondering about.
Do you know a Jennifer that works there?
No.
Okay, it's okay. Okay. Apparently they work you really hard there for not enough money. So this is why you're looking so hard for this upgrade.
Do I work a lot?
Yeah.
They're
saying you work too hard for what you get.
Yeah, that's probably definitely true.
He referred to it as jumping around a potato sack. I don't know what reference that has, but okay.
Okay. So am I going to get more money here?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see.
He's saying you will be working more hours.
Yeah, okay. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. He does say you can get more out of them. I don't know if they're going to offer more, but you can definitely get more out of them. You will.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to. Because I should be making more.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Do they see me with a management position or just the same position I have now, but I'm looking for benefits too?
No, I see you like moving upwards, because he's saying, you know, sometimes be careful what you wish for, because it's going to be a lot more work. You're going to be more responsible for a lot more stuff.
Yeah, I know. So I'm not sure if I should take it.
He's saying you could do it. You're determined and you're when you want something. Is this happening like this or next month?
Like right around now, because the other girl is leaving in 2 weeks.
Okay, that's perfect. That's what I got. Like this month and beginning of next. That's perfect.
Right. All right. And, I didn't know if I was going to do it, the management one. But I wasn't really sure if I should take it. That's the only thing, because I do other work, other things in the community.
What they're showing me is you can absolutely do it if you want it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if that's the best move. That's the only thing. Like, because if I do other things in the community, will it be interfering with that work?
I understand.
Yeah.
What is with him? This is a weird, weird thing. Are you not eating enough vegetables?
I'm just starting to eat more of them. I do like them.
Oh, good. This guy's really pushing them. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. Eat more. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. I got to eat better. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe. I don't push anyone to do anything if they don't want to. I just give the message.
No, I understand. No, I'm just thinking that for myself. All right, so you get anything else, or that's it?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
You do a lot for a lot of people, and apparently you're – just make sure you're doing stuff for you, what you enjoy. I don't know.
Right.
You still aren't – do you collect crystals or like crystal sculptures? Like those little things you put on the account?
I do have some stuff, but I don't really like collect them. I do love them, though. I do like crystals and all that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you're saying, treat yourself. That's all.
Do stuff for myself. Okay.
All
right, then.
Love.
All right, well, I like crystals. Maybe I should buy more.
Well, just treat yourself every once in a while. You deserve it.
Right, I got you. All right, it sounds good. So I know I don't want to be annoying, but do they think it's a good move to do that for now, that position? I guess that's what they're saying.
No, they are saying it's good, and they did say it's going to be a little overwhelming at first, but then you're going to get it all sorted, so you just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. All right, then. I appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I hope you keep in touch.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Have a good evening. Oh, day. I don't even know what time it is. I'm so tired.
That's okay.
All right. All right, Sean. All right. Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Bye. All right. If you're still listening, he's going on and on about things that you want to do for yourself and he's talking about a handbag. I don't know if yours is worn out, or but he's mentioning that. I just wanted to add that.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi.
What's your name?
Yvonne.
Is that Yvonne?
Yes, Yvonne. E-V-O-N.
Gotcha. And how can I help you today? Whoa. Okay.
I just want a general reading, if possible.
Sure. You have a lot of people that bummer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, let's see. All right. The first person that came through, I don't like when he's young. Maybe
mm-hmm.
in his, like, 20s.
Uh-huh.
And he teases you.
He did what?
Did he tease you live? Like a smartass.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, good. Wow. He says he rags on you. I don't know if that's the same as teasing. But you're doing pretty good. Because they're showing me, like, across the board, your job, how you... You're financially okay? Oh.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Then the big man came through. He's like the calmer and wiser person. All right. I'm so bad with names.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Do you have a brother?
Yeah, I have a brother.
Is he, I guess he's not doing as well as you are?
Yeah, he's homeless.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because he's saying he really needs help, but it's not your responsibility.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, and it's almost like he doesn't want help. I don't know if he's stubborn like that. Okay.
It seems that way.
All right. All right. All right. Well, eventually he is going to find a way out or even maybe ask for help. But don't let that worry you.
Okay.
Plus, is this your father? He's a bigger man, kind of balding.
No, that's my grandfather, probably. My father still lives.
Oh. I got you, yeah. Okay. All right, I have to make sure. Since the stroke, my speech isn't 100%, so are you artistic?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that right.
Artistic? No, I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. Hold on one second. He keeps showing me flowers and like nature. Is that your, are you that type of person?
No.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that can mean.
That's okay. Somebody sending you signs of flowers. Yeah, do you happen to see? Do you happen to see flowers like in interesting ways?
No.
Someone's sending you signs. All right. Well, let me get back to you. What about you? This is a weird question. Are you still in, like, going to school or thinking about coming back?
I've been thinking about it.
Okay. Apparently, your grandfather is pushing you to do it.
He
thinks you're smart enough, you're organized enough, and it will only benefit you.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. Now, before I keep going, do you have any specific questions? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, what about love? Do you see me finding someone for love?
Sorry, your grandfather said something funny. He's jokingly said, do you have time for that? But he's joking.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm definitely seeing someone coming into your life. I don't know if you have very specific requirements.
Maybe a few, not too many.
Okay. Well, he's saying someone's coming and they're gonna surprise you, even though they might not fit that, I guess, requirement list or something like that. They're gonna really surprise you and open up your eyes.
Do you know when it's gonna happen?
Listen, I never say this is 100% right. I'm just telling you what I'm getting, and I'm getting like the very beginning of the end of winter.
Oh, okay.
Are you a big reader?
Am I a big reader?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Apparently this guy is very intelligent and very books.
The guy that I'm going to meet?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to say too much because every guy you see that fits that description, you're going to run after.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Hold on. Is your grandmother still alive?
No, both of them have passed away.
Right.
On both sides, mother and father's side, both passed away, grandmothers.
Because he keeps bringing her up, that's why.
Is it my mom's side or father's side?
That's it. I think it's your dad. Dad's side.
Okay.
Do you not know them very well? I have the same feeling.
Yeah, I didn't know her very well, my father's side. Grandmother.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know her very well. My mom's side knew her very well.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm not going to get into that since you don't know her. Hold on one second. Stop it. Sorry. The younger young one, he's yelling out things in the background.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. Nothing important. He's talking about himself.
That's crazy.
All right. And last thing, something's going to happen with your job. It's going to be a good turn. Are you doing something independently?
No, I'm currently not working. I'm currently disabled. I get disability, SSI.
Oh, okay. I just got SSD. Yes, sadly, I never wanted it. Just be on the lookout. You might be doing something part-time or something like that, like on your own. That's going to bring in a little bit extra money. Okay. Right.
Do you have
anything?
Any messages from Punk?
From what?
Do you have any messages from someone named Punk?
Okay, let's see. That's interesting. Did he die under strange circumstances?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The first thing out of his mouth is, it wasn't my fault.
No, it wasn't.
I guess some people, maybe they just hold anger about it. But, all right. Are you supposed to be doing a lot of, like, movement, like, small exercises?
No.
All right. Well, maybe that's not how he says it. He just says, keep moving. Never stop pushing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? I'd love to know another time about his how he passed, because he's very almost like he wants closure almost.
Yeah, he was shot to death and no one knows who did it.
Oh, that's exactly it then. God. Well, I have to go to the next person because one thing I keep doing is overtime. But I'd love to keep up to date and talk with you on the side.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really respect you, and I think you're a wonderful psychic.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y, calling from Rancho Cordova, California.
Gotcha. All right, let's see. And how can I help you today?
Well, do you want me to tell you what's on my mind?
Sure. Wendy, is still there?
Oh, yes. Did you want me to tell you my question, or do you want me to wait?
No, go ahead. You can ask. Absolutely.
Okay. Eddie and Kevin are two great attorneys. They helped me to be approved for my long-term care insurance, and they suggested that we can ask the insurance company if they would be interested in doing a buyout. I told the attorneys that if I agreed to that, it would have to be for hopefully around $2 million. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. And so I spoke to Kevin yesterday, and they already submitted it, and the insurance company came back and said, give them a demand letter with a dollar amount. So he's going to say $2 million. I'm going to say $2.2 million is what I'm going to tell Kevin to do. So will the insurance company agree to a buyout where I'm interested, or would it be foolish for me to do it because maybe I better just keep things the way they are because I've got some disabilities and dealing with pain management. But right now, I'm managing it. And so I want to be very careful and wise. I know my attorneys would love it because there would be more money in their pocket, but I have to be really careful. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. All right. Let's see. The first thing, even before you started, is they're telling me that, I don't know if you feel like fidgety or anxious a lot.
Do I what?
Feel like fidgety or anxious.
Visionary anxious?
No, I'm sorry, anxious, like stressed out all the time.
Oh, I'm hard of hearing. I'm sorry, Sean. You know what? I do have anxiety sometimes, and I try to manage that, yes.
All right, because the first thing they say is try to slow down. Take it like one day at a time in your mind, which is very hard.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
All right. Obviously, I don't say everything I say is 100%, but I'm feeling that the $2 million is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I see them cutting it back a bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But do you have a ballpark idea what they might end up offering?
I unfortunately don't. I'm not that clear. But they said you are right in that you have to focus on your treatment, your pain management. That's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. So if I decide to do the settlement, then that means I no longer have my policy. Everything is done, and nobody's going to insure me with my diagnosis at this point. So would it be a mistake for me to accept an offer, even if it's like maybe $1.7 million?
Let's see. But okay. They're telling me that if they lower the amount, you can add a clause to the agreement. I don't know what that means. I'm not that up to date on that. But if they lower the amount enough, you can add a clause for certain treatments to be covered. I don't know what that would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would the clause be for?
It would probably be for one or the other, like pain management or therapy.
All right. And
see what you're getting. All right. Yeah, but if they lower it too much or it won't allow that, I don't know if it's going to be worth it for you because you might end up spending that much in treatment.
I might end up spending what?
Spending more than that in treatment since it's so expensive.
Oh, okay. All right. And, Sean, I have a very unusual insurance policy. They do not make these anymore. It was written about 21, 22 years ago, and it's an indemnity plan. So what I don't spend on health care, I'm free legally to spend it on whatever I want, even bubble gum or whatever I want. And so hopefully I've started saving the money, and I'd love to buy a condominium or a small house because I'm getting quite a bit extra every month. Will I buy a condominium or a house within the next year or two?
Let's see. Before I get into that, the angels are with you a lot, and they, do you have heart issues at all?
Oh, I hope not, Sean. My doctor has mentioned concern about high blood pressure. She wanted me to start taking the water pill, but I haven't started. I'm afraid of side effects.
Okay, this is not a warning or anything. But that's what they keep telling me, like the blood pressure, just you have to learn to either calm down or take the pill, water pill.
Uh-huh.
Because the stress is really hurting you.
All right.
But like I said, this isn't a dire warning or anything, but they show me like they're protecting your heart.
Yeah. Okay. And do they want me to take the water pill?
I would say yes, but obviously I'm not a doctor. I would go with the doctor's recommendation.
Okay.
Wendy,
I
have to go to the next person, so I hope to continue this another time.
All right. But did you see me buying a condominium or something?
I see a condominium, not a house.
Within the next year or two?
Okay, let's see. I see it happening in close to a year or a little bit more, yeah.
All right, and hopefully my sister Leslie and nephew Brandon will live there with me happily ever after.
Nice. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Okay, God bless you. I hope Lori gets well. Bye-bye.
I'll tell her. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you.
Bye. Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Sean. It's Pat from Connecticut. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm getting better.
Oh, good. And please send positive, happy prayers to Lori. Sorry, she's not feeling well. Last week you talked to me about Sam, and there's one thing that just really stood out and, you know, kind of rang in my head, was to be gentle with words. And I think literally probably that night or that afternoon we talked on the phone, and I used nothing but gentle words, and it just blew up. Sam, I think, just really was determined to retreat. And interestingly, I have nothing still but love for him, although the past week I am being shown kind of more clearly the stuff that's really, really painful and not good for me. So it's helping me to move away. I want to catch you up on that and acknowledge, you know, your help with that. And you also help by seeing, you know, violence in his childhood. So you help me, you're helping me put pieces together. And I also want to talk about a dog that I fostered. I'm really devastated. This was a dog that had been in the pound for 7 years, and two nights ago they came and got him. I was scared, but I was trying not to shed the fear, but when my body started, you know, expressing it, I knew he was going to pick up on it. I don't know what was going on with him. I don't know if literally he was aggressively asking for more treats. He's a pit. I've never dealt with a pit before.
Right.
I don't know if he needed, you know, a big house in the yard and 4 months to decompress. I'm in a small apartment. They, you know, they were thrilled with me. They said they picked the hardest dog to send to me because they felt I could, you know, I had the best skills in handling a dog, and they want to continue to foster, and they're frankly really glad that this happened because now they can look at it and try to determine more about what happens when you foster out older dogs. If you could just help me with any of it. I'm just, you know what, I feel like a baby came home and 8 days later it died. Just incredible grief. And maybe because my dog died in July, maybe this is the straw that broke the camel's back between my dog and Sam and now this. But here's all that information. If you just want to talk, I'd love it.
Absolutely. I don't know if it's your mother or your grandmother. She's kind of smaller, hunched over. She has lighter hair. I don't know if she dyed it. But she's very gentle. Because even when you first... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
No, when you first called in, she was like, she had her hand like under your chin trying to lift your head up a little bit. Like that kind of gentle feeling.
Well, I'm going to cry. You know, it could be either. My grandmother was gentle. My mother was horrible. But clearly, once they get to the other side, they become, you know, nothing but love and light. And my mother was just crazy for dogs her whole life.
Ah. Yeah, they are full of love and light. And that, like I said, people, they're going to come through how you remember them. Otherwise, you'll never believe it's them. But
yeah,
it's either your mother... Oh, apparently it's your mother. She said you won't believe it, but it's your mother.
Ah.
And you did nothing wrong. This dog, all you did is you gave it a home, you gave it love. It's not your fault that it didn't work. The one thing they said is it's okay to open your heart again when you're ready. Because they're afraid that this might deter you from more.
No, not at all.
Good. Wow. This dog do some damage to your house?
No, well, a little bit. You know, when I told John, who's at the rescue center, I said the cage is bent and the cushions chewed up. He said, oh, God, they do that every day. So he kind of put me back in perspective. I mean, any dog will do that.
Oh, absolutely.
The bent crate concerned me, you know, hard to tell what kind of level of anxiety it was experiencing. Yeah, I am coaching myself. They are going to assess everything. I don't know if you can I actually was online asking for help on Facebook if there's any remedies to kind of fix a brain. My last dog, Chance, had fear aggression, and I put him on an herb for years. Who knows if it worked or not, but it literally was supposed to heal the brain. So I was, you know, on the process of trying to help this guy. I don't know if you can or if it's worth tuning into whether, you know, he's got some, if he slips into some aggression and should never be put in a home, or if he found someone with a big yard and a big house that would work.
Right, exactly.
And maybe I shouldn't spend my time on it, you know.
I don't see him being put down because...
He won't.
Mm.
This rescue place keeps him. He's been there for 7 years, and they love him.
Yeah.
You know, you can... Go ahead.
This dog is almost like I feel like it's anxiety a lot. Like, we even went just normal things. Okay. All right. Your mom's saying this dog will never be the one who died, like, close to what who died in July. I don't know.
He'll never be what?
What kind of, like, your old dog.
Yeah. I didn't hear what you said.
That's okay. He'll never, nothing will equate to your old dog. Your old dog,
sure.
She's saying it was the most gentle. Oh, I guess your mom wasn't a fan of dogs.
Oh, no, my mom loved dogs. Why? What she's well, maybe it's my grandmother. My grandmother got bit by a dog and had a scar on her mouth, and then my father had the funniest colleague. He was so funny, he could get away with anything. He called my grandmother Hair Lip Hazel, and that stuck. So
it sounds like your grandmother too, because she said you're old. I don't even know what this means. Your old dog had the mannerism of a cat. I don't know if that means gentle or just like relaxed, or your grandmother liked cats more than dogs.
Could be. But you know, I always had hounds. I always had hounds, and they're just all so gentle.
Gotcha.
I guess
it's funny. As she's complimenting your dog, she kind of cringed. I was like,
"Oh, that must be my grandmother."
Yeah, but she on the other side, like you said, they're full of peace. They know, you know, what is and what isn't, because they don't have that fear anymore. What's with the bowl? Did your old dog keep pushing a bowl when he wanted to get fed?
I had these toys that you'd put kibble in. So he'd push those around and the kibble would fall out, and it was absolute bliss. Bliss for him in his old age. But then because his spine collapsed, the vet said, no more. You cannot use these. He loved that. Loved it.
Because that's what you're showing is like a big thing for your dog, yeah. I almost see this dog that just you got, you know, sent back, finding a place with almost like a professional trainer, like a big open area, and someone who's like well fit for this.
Good. You know, I said to them, I was crying and saying, this is his last chance. And they said, in fact, maybe not. We've learned stuff now about Muggsy. So, you know, they were grateful to get this knowledge, and they're going to be assessing it. So thank you for telling me that. And I was also in the process of talking to them about medication for them. I think I'm going to follow through again with that for his brain.
Good. That'd be awesome. And don't ever feel, I guess, guilt. Never feel that way. Your mom says she would have never said this when she was alive, but you have a beautiful heart, your beautiful soul, and all you do is you spread that. And
Thank you, Sean.
Just by trying, you're helping them.
Thank you, Sean. And thank my mother, too, for saying that. Yeah, she never would have said it when she's alive. So I really, really appreciate that.
So when you're ready, I definitely open your heart to the next one.
Okay, I'm going to do it soon. They're ready for me as soon as I'm ready. Before time runs out.
It gets too quiet in the house. I say it gets too quiet in the house without them.
Oh, my God, I'm putting my hand in my jacket, and there's treats there. There's treats all over the floor. You miss them right away.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
After my first dog, we said, we're not doing this again. We'll never get over the heartbreak. I think 1 week went by. We're like, it's so quiet, and we bought a new one. Or adopted
a new
one.
I'm glad. You know, I feel strongly that I know how people get brokenhearted and can never do it again, but I almost feel like, you know, it really is for us to help these dogs and to really try and get courage and do another one. Because you don't realize, you know, as soon as you have one, you've got love back in your heart, and it just feels good.
Exactly. Well, definitely keep in touch. Let me know what's going on with the new dog. I have to get the next person.
Can you say anything about Sam, where his head's at?
I apologize. I got kind of comments on how I take too long with each person.
Okay.
So hold that for next time, I promise.
Okay. All right, Sean. Thank you so much. God bless.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, it's Catherine. How are you?
Good. How can we help you today?
I would like to hear from my mom or dad, usually pop up, and anything about the holidays. It's kind of rough with the my dad passed about a year ago.
Okay. That makes sense. The first thing he told me was like, almost like a rebirth day, he calls it.
Oh.
Yeah, because the first thing I said, he said is like, where's my gift? All right.
I'm his gift.
Yeah. All right, let's see. All right. Did you do a big family thing? I mean, before your dad passed?
Yes, we had a big party at his house before he sold his house.
I gotcha. Because
a reunion. Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously you're not going to do that every year, but he wants you to have like a celebration, not a mourning.
Yeah, we did that after he passed too. It was all that spirit.
Yeah.
And we, it was a celebration.
Yeah, exactly. But like he said, during the holidays, he wants you to... She's not going to hold a seat for you.
Not going to what?
Hold the seat for him. Like, just have an empty seat at the table.
Right.
Like, she's not going to do that.
Well, the family is kind of... there is a little drama, so... And does he say anything about the brothers and sisters? Not on my end, but other members were.
I got you.
Still angry. Yeah.
No. I like your dad, just by the way. He's a really cool guy.
Yeah.
He's funny. He goes, apparently the biggest problem with all this is greed.
Yeah, he said it. That's one word.
Yeah. He goes, who has time for this? I want. His word. All right. He said they will tire out. They're just going to get over it eventually.
Okay.
But,
yeah, and the least expected person to do that. So it really was a shock.
Yeah. No, he's saying, you know, his words is, I won. He's like grabbing in the air.
Yeah.
You were, I don't know if you're the only child, but you were special to him.
Yeah. It was like that. We were all so far apart in age that it's kind of each of us is like an only child, if you know what I mean.
I gotcha. But he calls you like baby doll, like his doll, like his brush.
Yep, I'm the youngest.
Oh, that makes sense. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
All right. What the? Okay, I'm just going to start talking. Your dad's very talkative. I like that. The spirits. Like, he's the kind of guy that when he's in the room, you know it. All right. Yeah. He doesn't want you to get involved with all that drama because it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
Just let them simmer. Is that right? Let them simmer. They'll get over it eventually.
Okay.
What did they do to his house?
It's nice. We sold it to a young couple with children, young children, and I met them, and it's very nice. They're loving the house.
Oh, good. Because, was he like the first owner of the house?
Yes, he built it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I was going to say, he's talking about the craftsmanship and how well it was built. And that makes sense if he built it. Oh, God.
Yeah, the realtor was shocked that in 50 years it was such good shape.
Yeah. He's showing me, like, wood beams and stuff that he very, very proud of it.
Oh.
And he's okay that you sold it, absolutely, but he just wanted me to know.
I'm right. Oh, yeah, he was alive. He was alive when he sold it, so it's in good hands.
Good. Very good. So are you just bragging from the other side? What is going on?
Yes.
Oh, why is this Christmas special? Like, besides his passing?
That's a good question. Right now, I don't even know what I'm doing for Christmas. I know I'm going up there for Thanksgiving, but not Christmas. So maybe he can tell me.
Okay. Really? All right. You'll have to let me know. He says you won't believe who's going to be hosting it. But I guess someone that normally doesn't do Christmas or something like that.
Okay. That's great. I'm open to some great plans.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just... sorry, he's just sorry. Just don't go volunteering your place. Yeah. Oh, and of course I don't know your family. He's like, he looked at me and nodded his head. He goes, "You don't know this family."
That is hilarious.
Yeah, obviously he loves you very much and he watches over you.
That's great.
This is weird. He kept showing me like a snow globe. I don't know what that means.
I don't remember any of those in his house, but maybe it's going somewhere with snow. I'm not sure either.
I'm not sure. Just keep that in the back of your head.
Yeah.
Because he's shaking a snow globe like it means something.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Tell me if you get a gift for a snow globe.
Say that again?
Tell me if you end up getting a gift and it's a snow globe.
Yeah. Keep my eye out. Maybe from the next relationship. It would be nice to be with somebody.
Oh, maybe that's it. Well, thank you so much for calling, Catherine.
Thank you. All right. Have a great week. Rest of your week.
You too. All right. I am taking the numbers that I didn't pick up today. So if you do call in next week, I will pick you up first. So we are on weekly. I am going to be starting either a call-in or a video call-in. You can choose. And we're going to have guest psychics do readings with us. I will want to say, check our website at charmedmessagesfromheaven.com for more information. And I will see you guys next week. Have a great week. Love and light. Bye.